This is Peter John with the DX Headlines. Last week there was a minor G1 geomagnetic storm watch in effect by NOAA's Space Weather Prediction Center. This was at least true for April 22 until 26. This all was because of a continued impact of recurrent negative polarity coronal hull high-speed stream, also known as CHHSS. A coronal hull in the sun is an area where the magnetic field folds back, enabling solar wind to escape. The event started with an unexpected coronal mass ejection, or CME, on April 22. These events have an impact on HF propagation and the reception of shortwave stations. Conditions on HF have been fair on the lower bands, but very poor above 15 MHz. The events also lead to an increased activity of aurora. A G1 storm can have an impact on the power grid, causing fluctuations in voltage, and also have an impact on functionality of satellites. Due to the heating of the Earth's atmosphere in higher layers, these tend to be more dense, which slows down satellites in low orbits, including the International Space Station. The larger magnetic storms can do damage to the power grid and also to pipelines, and in addition to that, they can cause deviations in GPS reading. Because of pre-production of the show, I can't give any predictions or actuated information for this weekend. This was Peter John for the DX Headlines on the mighty KBC.